And I want you to know that as we head into the future, God is going to give you more and more clarity of how just important it is that you have made the decision to follow the Lord. Amen? So I just want to thank you for being here this morning. And something I said in the earlier service, and I just want you to be confident of this, that we love you, and I thank God for every one of you and every time I see you come through that door. I want you to know that I never want you to feel as though you're not welcome or that the enemy would try to stop you from believing that you are a part of what God has for you. I want you to know that you are welcomed, you are loved, and we are just going to work together and see God fulfill destinies in each of our lives. Amen? Yes. So God bless you. Thank you for being here this morning. And let's step into this time where we get to worship God.
Amen. Stand to your feet with us this morning.
Season of my life, 'cause you are the way.
And now I'm ready for whatever you want to do. I'm moving forward to follow after you. And now I'm ready for whatever you want to do.
as a worship team, as pastors, we want to declare this blessing over you this morning. So as you hear this, know this, that our heart's cry over you is that you be blessed, that you have peace, that God keep you, sustain you, and work with you all the days. Amen.
Children, may His favor be upon you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody this morning who is sick or has pain? Someone, anybody that was sick or has pain? You may or may not went to the doctor, but if you're sick and you have pain this morning, before we move on, I'd like to take a minute to pray for you. If there's anybody here that needs prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What's going on? Tell you what, our Lord is good, amen, and God is always looking to be involved in our life, amen. Hallelujah, praise God,
amen.
Hallelujah. I like that song because it's scripture, it's right out of the Word of God, amen.
Right out of the Word,
and we are declaring blessing over you today in the name of Jesus. And we know that our Lord is a good God, amen. Praise God,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
I don't think I really have anything, babe.
Oh, really?
I guess I'm just up here for looks.
Amen. Well, you are looking good, baby. Hey, I do want to mention one thing. We are continuing to make good progress at the new build site. So all the sanctuary lights are in. Amen. And I'm believing God that partway through August, we're going to get the word and we're going to be able to move. So not too long from now, the thing I'm excited about is that we're going to be in our new location and that we're going to get to worship together. Amen.
Amen.
Because we're going to have one service.
Yes.
Be all back together as one group. And God is being so faithful to us. Amen.
Absolutely.
So this week they're going to be doing some more lighting stuff and getting some sound stuff in there. And then we'll keep working with our general contractor to find out how the inspections and stuff are going to go. And it won't be long. We'll be gone. From here to our new place.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
I was just reminiscing with somebody earlier about how when we first started going to church, they didn't have a building.
Yeah.
And so when you meet in a rec center, or at some point we moved over to the Christian school that was in that town, you have to go set up every day, tear it down when you're done. And that's a...
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, we got to do it, and we were happy to do it, and we were excited to do it. No complaining, because
work.
We got to do it for the Lord. Amen. But yeah, we're thankful we don't have to do that.
Amen.
We haven't had to do that since we've been in town. And so God's been good to us, and this building has been a huge blessing to us, and we're thankful to God for it. We're going to talk about Thursday night. Trey, you got that? Good.
Oh, yeah, we're doing something different for Thursday night. We're actually going to be part of a live streaming situation, so we're going to let this video play, and then we'll have some discussion about it.
Hi, I'm Pastor Peter Dosick. I pastor Only Believe Ministries Christian Center, and I'm having a Facebook Live open format where we are going to be asking hard questions of leaders in our community, and we're going to begin to discuss about the climate, about the culture, the wants, the needs, what is the problems, and we're going to be talking about that on Facebook Live. Now, what you can do is join us. You can have comments. You can text in, and we're going to be answering questions, and I mean hard questions, and we're going to begin to seek to strive for the unity of one another. So why don't you join us? Now, that's Thursday the 16th at 7 o'clock. Join me. I know you're going to be blessed on Facebook Live. We'll see you there.
Amen.
Amen.
And for those of you, amen. Amen.
Go ahead. Amen.
For those of you who may not know who Pastor Dosick is, he is our apostle. He's been our pastor for over 20-some years.
Yes.
And he started this church. He put Phil and I over here, so he's the apostle of this church. And since they're doing this Facebook Live, This is a very important moment in life. There are people that don't know how what to think about what's going on. There's people that don't know, what can I do? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? How should I think? I mean, there's so much out there that's coming at people. So I think this is an amazing thing that we're going to do. So we're going to live stream it here at 7:30 or 7 o'clock. So probably won't have worship that day. We'll just come in here straight and live stream it. Have your devices with you. Because you can ask questions.
Yes.
There's no question that is beyond being asked. Ask any question you want. This is a realness. This is a time where you just get to be real. Like,
Amen.
Let's just.
And if you're like me and you don't have a device.
Truth. He has a device.
You got someone. You got someone right here or someone Amen. Else who will forward your questions and put your comments in, which is going to have to be done for me because I plan on asking some questions and joining in on
Amen.
Some discussion. And then even when that's done, we'll have time here for us to have discussion and that Amen. Kind of stuff in a moment of prayer and all that good stuff. Because I want you to know something that for me, in this environment we're in, the most important thing that you're responsible for is your faith.
Yes.
Your faith in God and not backing up who you are. And when it comes to other people, just love each other like you would like yourself to be loved. Amen. And be people of faith. And that's the strongest thing you can do for this time that we're living in. And so we're going to join in and we're going to have a lot of discussion Thursday and it's going to be a blessing.
That don't always work. I love you like I want to be loved. I leave you alone, but you don't leave me alone. So that never, sometimes that don't work.
I love it. That's hilarious.
Amen. It's an important discussion to have, and it's not one we should be afraid to have.
Amen.
We need to have the discussion. Amen. And so we want to say thank you to all the Children's Church workers who came in here yesterday. That dumpster, you can see the work they did out there. Amen. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Just another step in preparation. Amen.
Yep. Another step in us getting ready to move, and we'll have more opportunities as we move forward. That we'll have chances to do cleaning and moving and doing all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be exciting. Amen. Praise God. And right now, we're going to go ahead and let the children go to Children's Church. Amen. They're going to get taught about faith and love and how to pray and all that good stuff. And I thank God for that because instilling in your children at a very young age, faith is critical for their future. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're going to take a few minutes. I have been forgetting here lately, and I had to be reminded Thursday again by the wave to take up tithes and offerings. And I want you to know that I believe tithing and offering is very important for us as believers, even when I forget to do it. It's not because it's not very critical, and it's one of the areas whereby which God wants to prove himself to us. Amen. And I think it's important because as believers, I want you to know the first arena and the most important arena of us submitting to God and giving him authority is in the salvation process. Amen. The number one thing God needs is our soul, which he redeems through the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Okay. And as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are working in your life, an area that he loves to be involved in is the area of tithe and offering, because when you trust God with the provisionary side of your life, it's one of the most intimate areas that we as people deal with. Amen. We want to make sure that our bills are paid and things like that. And when we love our families, we're always trying to take care of them. But one of the best ways for you to do that is to make sure that you use your faith and let God speak to you in the area of tithing and offering. I want you to know we could go back to the book of Exodus, and it says of Moses' time that everybody that was willing and stirred in their spirit, released by faith, their offering to the Lord. And that's what I want you to do as a believer. It is your responsibility to know what you believe about tithing and offering, and it's your responsibility to release your faith, because God says he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf, and he will protect the seed and the fruit of your body and your life. Amen. So let's make sure this morning that in this area you use your faith and you release your faith and be a giving person. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray over this moment of tithing and offering, God, that Father, your people would trust you by faith and would give, Father God. Lord, that you could open the windows of heaven over their life and you could rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God. And that, Father, you say that as we give, you will increase that, Father, pressed down, shaking together, running over, Father. And Lord, you're going to give us favor in life and you're going to give us things that we need, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Amen.
May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, and your family, and your children.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you for being here again today, and I want to welcome the people that are live streaming out there. We want you to know that we're praying for you as well, and I'm just stirred this morning because we're going to continue to talk about faith. And one thing I just want to take a moment to tell you is that Pastor Regina and myself, Pastor Phil, I would never preach anything to you that I was not walking in myself and willing to walk out. So I want you to know something. Just like when I teach to you on tithes and offerings, you know, it was been a while ago, but one time I had a guy telling me or asking me about, you know, because we're pastors that we don't have to do tithing. And I thought, boy, are you nuts or what? Because I want you to know something. I would never preach something out of the Word of God that I didn't do myself. And I will tell you that the Bible says that if we desire to be teachers, let's not have many do it because you have a greater responsibility. Your judgment is greater. And I want you to know something, that when I talk on forgiveness or mercy, I want you to know something, that we have to be more forgiving and more merciful than anybody. And I want you to know something, that one thing I plan to do is when I get to heaven, the Lord will look at my hands and find no blood on them because of the authenticity of what we say and what we preach and how we live. Just like this, if we ask you to live a certain way because the Bible says so, I want you to have an overwhelming confidence that you would never find us living outside of that. I want you to know that we would never do anything that we would not believe ourselves and practice ourselves. So when it comes to tithing and offering, I want you to know something, that every week we tithe and we offer just like we ask you to do. Amen? Because it's biblically correct. And we want you to know something, that the Bible is the way every one of us should live. Amen? And so as we speak this way, I think it's a great place to start talking about faith, because last week we were looking at faith. Even the faith as a grain of mustard seed can remove a mountain. And what I want you to know something about is that while you're on this earth, one of the greatest treasures that you ever have the opportunity to access is faith. Amen? Because faith introduces you to your relationship with God. Faith introduces you to the supernatural side of life. I want you to know something, that the first step of faith is when you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and you allow him to take possession of your soul and your life. Amen? So when we think about that, I want you to know why faith is so critical, because faith attaches you to the supernatural arena and the wisdom of God himself. Amen? I want you to know something, that faith is the arena that opens our heart up to where we're not limited by just the nature of man. Remember, the Bible says that with men, there are things that are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen? I thank the Lord that when it talks of faith and it talks of God, that suddenly the blood of Jesus is available to set us free, to break us free from condemnation, and to return death with eternal life. Amen? I thank God that when it comes to faith, we have an opportunity to see sickness and disease, even terminal sickness and disease, eradicated off of people's lives. And we have the opportunity to see them live a long, fulfilled life because of faith. I thank God that faith has the power to take a person who was living wicked, mean, hate-filled. I tell you what, I thank God that faith can take someone who is addicted to alcohol, for example, and that when they become drunk, they become abusive and would beat their spouse. I thank God that faith has the power to eradicate hatred, bitterness, return it with love and mercy, and take someone who was living one way and cause them to live a total different way. Amen? I thank God that today we are people, and I'll tell you what, I'm a person where God has eradicated hate and violence and fighting and all those kinds of things, and he actually changes our nature so much that it'll cause people to say, I would have never thought that about them. I tell you what, there are many people who by the power of faith and by the blood of Jesus, their outcome is so different than what it would have been, that many people are alive today through the goodness of God's grace that would have never made it if it wasn't for the salvation experience. Amen? Amen. So when we talk about faith, we're not talking about something that's pretending. We're not talking about something that's on a big wish list. I want you to know something, that we need to be real people that live a life of faith and make room for God. Amen? I want to declare some things over you because I want you to know that as people of faith, especially as we consider today, we really have to protect this thing called faith. I want you to be tenacious and reverent towards God in your pursuit of faith. I don't want you to take your faith as something casual, as something that is not valuable, because I want you to understand something. That faith and God's hope in you and in humanity is the very reason why we're alive today. Amen? And therefore, I want you to understand something, that your faith is critical. Who you are as a person is critical. I want you to know something, that you as an individual, redeemed through the blood, are now a person that your prayers and your faith and how you speak and how you take actions in life can make a difference. Amen? I want you to know something. I do not ever want, the enemy is intent on fighting against people, and I don't ever want any one of you to be deceived into thinking that you are insignificant or that you are not important. I want you to know something. Your faith, your love, your prayers, who you are as a person, how you interact with those around you, I want you to know something. It changes destinies. Amen? I want you to know that I was just praying for you guys this week, and I really feel in my heart that the Lord wanted me to share this with you, to let each and every one of you know that you are critically important, not just to this family of faith, but to the kingdom of God. You are critically important to those who are around you and those whose life you are attached to. Let me tell you something. The lack of fulfillment of your faith, or you stepping away from your faith, or you giving up on your faith, I'm telling you, it has the potential to critically hurt other people whose faith would be injured, diminished, or would lose hope because of your faith losing hope. Come on now. Sometimes we don't like to think about this stuff, but I want you to know that one of the biggest ways the devil tries to defeat us is he tries to discourage us and make us feel that our efforts are not worth it. And I want you to know something. Yours are. You are critical. We need your faith. I want you to know that as a pastor, when I see you walk through that door week after week, you stir my faith and you build my hope and you make my week better by your faith. And I want you to know that faith is so critical that we're going to see what our Lord and Savior had to say about faith. And I want us to really grab a hold of this, and it says that he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I want you to know something. The very fact that the Lord says that we need to always pray and not faint should be a word to us to know that the enemy is going to come against you. Life is going to disappoint you. Things are going to happen. And if you're not careful and if you don't protect your faith, you're going to be vulnerable to the disappointments of life and to the lies of the enemy that will try to trick you into not fulfilling your purpose and destiny. And it says here that he was saying that there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, wow, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I want you to hear what God is saying to us, that here we have an ungodly man that did not fear God, that because a woman kept coming, making her petition known, eventually he said, man, I'm going to take care of this situation, lest this lady wears me out. But what's so powerful about this is that if an unjust judge, through someone's request, could turn and do the right thing, the Bible is saying, how much more so does your Father in heaven, who is good, want to do right in your life? Amen? I want you to know something, that your faith needs to stay stirred so you never stop praying. I want you to know that your faith needs to stay stirred so you would never give up. Because though we have difficulties in life, and though we face challenge and disappointments, and we see hard things, I want you to know that your Father in heaven is faithful. He's focused on you, and he is helping you. Amen? I want you to know something, that sometimes we might not understand, but it seems like some things are more difficult. Some things take longer. Some things don't happen. But I want you to know something. Don't give up, don't step back, because you need to remember that if this ungodly man was willing, how much more so will your Father in heaven avenge and make room for your life and your needs? Amen? Woo! I want you to see something here that the Bible says, and I really want to concentrate on this, because it says this, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And I want to encourage you today, Christians, that some of you have been on this journey for a while. Some of you may have disappointments that are hurtful. Some of you may be experiencing things right now that are difficult to deal with. And I want you to know something, that Jesus puts out the request, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? What that means to us Christians is that through the work of darkness and through the difficulty of life, sometimes challenges are going to come, and the enemy's going to come in such a way that he's trying to wreck your faith. He's trying to steal from you the tenaciousness for you to believe God and keep a hold of what's been given to you. But I want you to know something. The Bible says that if a man would gain the whole world and lose his soul, he's gained nothing. So I want to really challenge us today to make sure that no matter what's going on in our world, no matter what it looks like out there, no matter what the news has to say, no matter what people has to say, one thing that we're going to do as believers are we're going to hold fast to our faith. Because I believe that when Jesus returns, he is going to find faith on this earth. In fact, I believe that what's going to stir him and bring him riding that right horse and coming to the rescue of his people is that there is going to be a church that sticks to the plan of faith. Yes. I want you to know something. I want you to be confident in who you are and what you believe. I don't care who comes against your faith or who would try to destroy your faith. I don't care what the media has to say. I don't care what people has to say. I don't care how much the world changed. I want you to know something. Our God wrote this book in the beginning, and I tell you what, he's not changing it. Woo! I want you to know something, that the Lord our God in heaven knew that whether it was 1800s or 2020, what was going to change the destiny of people, and what we need is to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? And what we need to know is that God's way is the right way, which is what we're going to talk about next, because I want you to know something. Faith requires responsibility. Amen? And I want you to know that everybody seems in these days, you know, over the last 20 to 30 years, it seems like everybody wants to hear about sowing a seed and everybody wants to hear about what God will do for them. And I want you to know something. I believe in your faith. I want you to have dreams. I want you to use your faith. I want you to go for things, but I also want you to know something. One of the biggest things your faith should be released for is not just for what you can do, but your faith needs to be released to say what you won't do. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Pastor has to always get to these parts, doesn't he? Yes, if it's in the Word, we're going to live by it and see what the Word has to say. And so I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and I want to spend just a few minutes here because it says something that's powerful. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 1, it says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and out and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." I want you to know something, believers, that just as important as your wish list is, so to speak, just as important as the things you're asking God about that you desire in life, and please ask him, because the Bible says that I stand at the door and knock. Please ask. The Lord says you only have not because you ask not. So make sure that your faith is requesting and praying and doing those types of things. But also we see here that the Lord says one of the greatest examples of humility is that we would do what God asks us to do. Amen. See, we don't ever want to be a prideful person that says, "God, I want this and this from you, but I'm still going to live this way and I'm going to do that and I'm going to put things in my own hands and do things my own way." No, no, no. I want you to know something, that the requirement of faith is, yes, I'm going to believe God for things, but I also want you to know that the requirement of faith will keep me from things that I don't need to be involved in. Amen? I want you to know that as a husband, Pastor Regina, as my wife, I want you to understand something, that as a husband, there are things that I refuse to do and would never be involved in because of my love and reverence for her and my respect to protect our marriage covenant. Amen? Well, I want you to know something. Where is the respect and reverence for God? See, one of the things that validates our faith today is that we will live the way God tells us to live. Amen? And I tell you what, the Bible says be bold in how we live for him, because the Bible says, "I will not be ashamed of my profession of faith." Amen? If God tells me a direction and tells me what's right, I'm going to do things his way. And it says, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and to feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone," woo, praise God, "but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Now you can tell just by looking at me that I'm a man that loves my bread. Amen? I love food. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, above that, we must love the Word of God. And I tell you what, the Word of God must govern our life. And knowing what his expectations are and knowing what he requires of us must be the primary, predominant thing that happens to us. It says, thy remnant waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. In other words, the Lord had given them provision and kept them because they followed his way. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land and a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills. I want you to know something. We are required as Christians to live holy. I want you to know something, that there are ways that we should never be found acting, professing our faith. Amen? I want you to know something. We need to be people of mercy and kindness, and we need to be people that live God's way. I just want to give you a little example of something. If you ever went to the zoo and you saw a big lion, you know what? Just out of reverence and respect for that lion, you're not going to go up to the cage, stick your hands through that cage, and say, oh, hey, big boy, how are you today? You're not going to do that. Why? Because you are going to stay out of the boundaries of endangerment of a big lion. Amen? Well, Christians, I want to ask you something. Why would we rebel against the commandments of God and refuse to live a clean, holy life? Because when we do, we put ourselves in the arena where Satan has a right to attack us. If we in the natural would keep ourselves away from boundaries of a big lion, then how in the world, as you as a Christian, won't keep yourself from the boundaries of leaving your place open for the devil to have his way with you? Amen. Let's make sure that we don't allow fear to overtake us. Let's make sure that we don't find ourselves in sins in ways that are not respectful of the kingdom of God, because we want to protect ourselves from the attack of the enemy. Amen? Remember, Jesus asked the question, when I come, will I find faith on the earth? Amen? Now, I want to encourage you, because there's an arena that I want you to step into with your faith that is going to keep you on that path of seeing God bring victory and power into your life. I want you to know something, that first of all, the Bible doesn't say that, hey, flip a coin and once in a while you'll see a victory, does it? The Bible says that our Lord always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to know that the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. In other words, this life you live at times is going to have difficulties with it. But if you will make room for God, and if you allow your faith to rule and your faith to be released, you're always going to see a victory that God's going to bring into your life. And it says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 27, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Isn't it powerful for each of us to know that our Lord makes intercession for us? You know, I want you to know, it's one thing that he went to the cross for you. It's one thing that he shed his blood for you and that he has redeemed you and saved you. But is it not powerful to know that our Lord and Savior is in heaven making intercession for our lives even right now? In other words, I want you to never forget that the Bible says of God that he knows the end of something from the beginning. Remember, that's why he says that he who has begun a good work in you, be confident that he's faithful to finish it. Because I want you to know something, that the Lord took a look at you and judged you as his child. The Lord took a look at you and chose you. And therefore, we now know that if God knows the end from the beginning, then we can remember that he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts and the thoughts that I have for you. Good thoughts, never of evil, to bring you to an expected outcome and to provide for you a future. Amen? And so when we look at this scripture here and we see that the Lord is interceding for us, I want you to know that it's going to make this next verse that I want you to concentrate on even that much more powerful, because it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I want you to know something, that everything that comes across your life is not from God. You know, sometimes we even put ourselves in bad situations by making bad decisions, amen? But with that being said, there is the attack of the enemy. There are difficulties in life that will come against us, but here is what's powerful, and here is where I want your faith to be founded today. All things work together for the good of those who love God. Yes. In other words, even a terrible situation could be upon us today, but our prayer and our use of our faith and our invitation to let God handle our situations will cause that thing to be resolved in a way that we can look back and say, wow, God rescued us. God helped us, and God strengthened us. Amen? I want you to know that there's a scripture in the Bible in that same chapter that says that we're the called, we're the justified, and we're the glorified. And what that means is that we don't find God. You know, when I was young, we used to always say that, well, when I found the Lord, hallelujah. Hello, he was never lost. Now, he did reach out and find you. Amen. Praise God. But I want you to know that the Bible says that we don't choose him, he chooses us. Amen. So we are called to him by his grace and mercy. And then it says that not only are we called, but we're justified. Does that mean that the Lord approves of just anything you do? No. It means that the cleansing blood of Jesus comes in, washes our sins away, sends us on a new foundation, and lets us now live a life of faith empowered by God's grace. Amen? And then it says that not only are you called and justified, but you're glorified. Do you know what that means? That means to be touched by the goodness of God. It means that his hand of mercy and his grace will be upon your life. And if you reach for him, he will be there even in your time of need. Amen? Glorified, dressed up in the provision and the supernatural touch of God, whereby we are saved and made into brand new creatures. Amen? So this morning, let's make sure that we're a people that resolve that not only are we going to endure to the end, but when the Lord looks upon us, he's going to find faith in our life. Amen? He's going to find us trusting in him. He's going to find us looking for him. And he's going to find us with a resolve to say that we're not stepping back from the faith that God has released in our life. Amen? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, Father. Lord, we lift you up. We exalt you. We declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, even as you requested, when you return, will you find faith on the earth? Lord, I pray that every one of us would stand strong, that God, we would keep our faith protected, Father. Lord, there'd be times, God, where we turn Facebook off and everything else off, God, and we find ourselves in your word. We find ourselves in prayer. We find ourselves seeking you, because the word says that if we seek you, you will be found. And God, we know that we need you in every area of our life. Father, today we just exalt you. Lord, today we declare our love for you. And Father, today we determine more than ever that we're going to be the just that live by faith. And Lord, I thank you that we can't do anything by our own power, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Shannon before you right now, Father. We've had a prayer request over this surgery on her foot, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you touch the hand of doctors and you help them. But Father, it is you that brings healing and restoration, Father. And Lord, we thank you that in this situation, you will heal her, God, and bring her through. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, God bless you. I thank you for being here with us. I'm going to be here to pray with anybody that would need prayer. And God bless you. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.